www.freedomfighters.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. Every feature you'll find is completely free. That's FreeTalkLive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Jarvis in Pennsylvania on the Amplifier line. Hey, Jarvis.
Yeah, hi, guys. Talk to you about a meeting I just got back from in Las Vegas that I think might be of interest to you and probably some of your listeners.
All right.
It's called the Amazing Meeting, and it was founded by a guy named James Randi, which he quite old now, but when he was younger, he used to call it the Amazing Randi.
Yes.
He was a physician then.
He's a famous skeptic now.
Yes, he's a famous skeptic now, and he has a challenge, a million-dollar challenge, where if any so-called paranormalist or someone with supernatural abilities can prove that they have the abilities they claim, he'll give them $1 million.
Yes, and so far, no one has ever been able to even come close to collecting $1 million.
Right, that's correct. So this meeting is kind of a collection of people like him that are skeptical of paranormal and other claims. But what was interesting to me, because I've been interested in this for a while, but one of the speakers at the meeting was Nick Gillespie, which a lot of people recognize as the editor of Reason Magazine.
Okay.
Who's a libertarian. It's a libertarian magazine. And so he asked how many people in the audience were libertarians, and it was a huge fraction. I mean, it was hand-raising, so it's hard to tell, but at least like a third to a half of the people claimed that they were, you know, at least small-L libertarians.
Excellent.
Right, which I thought was quite an interesting cross-section. And I think, first I wanted to say, if people are interested in this kind of thing, maybe haven't heard of it, going to randi.org. Is where they can get more information.
That's randi.org.
That's correct.
Right.
And so I was talking to Nick Gillespie kind of after his talk about this. I thought that was really interesting, and also just because I wanted to meet him. but we were speculating that probably the reason for the overlap is that libertarians who are skeptics, so not necessarily people like Paula or Ken or some of your Saturday callers, but...
Hold on a second. Just a point of clarification. I don't think Paula counts as a libertarian. Just because you call Free Talk Live doesn't make you a libertarian.
You're probably right.
Okay, go on.
But I think that many libertarians, at least, often are libertarians because they are skeptical of the government. And when they hear a government claim, they look into it, investigate, well, does that make sense? Could this be true? Has it worked?
I think you're right about that.
So I thought that was very interesting. So some of the people at the meeting that were libertarians, there's Penn Jillette was there, Trey Parker, Matt Stone of South Park.
Was Teller there?
Yes, Teller. They were both there.
Excellent.
Michael Shermer, who's also a libertarian.
Oh, yeah, we had him on the show.
Ron Bailey was there. So there's quite a few libertarians there who were expressing their skepticism about, various...
So it was basically a skeptics convention is what you're saying.
That's right. That's right. I mean, and more, so that when you say, at least when I think of conventions, I think of kind of trade conventions or things that are kind of more technical. This is not so much technical. I mean, it's for the public and kind of a way to, get people who are interested in this stuff together and to meet each other and talk.
So is this a once a year sort of thing they do?
Yes. It has been once a year. This is the fifth one. The next one will actually be in 18 months because they realized that January is tough for educators to go, so they decided they want to have it in June next time to get more teachers who can then spread the skepticism.
Skepticism is definitely a healthy thing, and thanks for bringing us the news on that. Any other thoughts, Jarvis?
No, that's it tonight. I just wanted
appreciate
to bring
it, man. Thanks for the call. I'm glad you had a good time there. It sounds like it would have been a blast. 800-259-9231, hanging around with the likes of Penn and Teller and James Randi? Very cool.
I would think so. You know, the word skeptic, I think it has a bad connotation to it.
Really?
To
Do you
some
have an
extent.
Alternative word?
I don't. And I'm just talking here.
Really? Why would that have a bad connotation? Someone who questions everything?
Everything. Like, my wife's sick of it. She's sick and tired of hearing me be skeptical about everything. Because I just don't, you know, I generally don't believe things that are presented to me if they're not presented in a certain fashion.
Why can't you just believe, Mark? Can't you just believe?
Well, why do you have to question out loud, I really think is what her question is. Because she has to hear it all the time. If you can imagine how awful it must be hearing, 12 hours a day of Free Talk Live, you know, right in your head all the time. And
I think that's kind of sad.
What's that?
I think it's kind of sad that she doesn't appreciate your skepticism. She's essentially telling you, be quiet. You should be more of a follower.
I believe
everything you're told, or at least a good percentage of it.
Well, I think it's because I expound on it and go on and on. But, people can get sick of skepticism.
1-800-259-9231. I suppose that would apply to followers. Yes, followers could get sick of skepticism, in which case, too bad for them. Let's talk to Brent in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Brent.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I want to talk about what I think the effects of having libertarians in office would be.
Oh, cool. Okay, great.
Well, I mean, I don't foresee it being that effective a way to really change the way the government works. You know, I mean, Republicans, in name at least, were the party of small government.
It's true.
You know, back in Contract in America and whatever. And it's not, I think, that there was like some huge conspiracy among the entire Republican National Convention or whatever to lie to the American public and say, well, we're going to say we're for small government, but really we're not. I think that the vast majority of them probably thought that they were for small government. You know, just like the vast majority of libertarians think that, yeah, if I got elected in there, I'd cut this and I'd slash that. But you know what? You get in there, get your hands on those reins of power, and things look a lot different, I think.
All right. And then that's fair to say that, and I can agree with you to an extent. But the question then becomes, what do we do about it?
Well, truth be told, I'm kind of the opinion that runaway government is a self-correcting problem in the end.
You're saying make it bigger, and then it'll come crashing down.
Well, I mean, it's just the cost of it. You know, I mean, there were a couple of theories early in the show about, you know, what brought Rome down. Well, frankly, I think what brings most of large overgrown governments down is just the cost. You know, when you have a certain percentage of the society as a parasite or very parasitic, you know, which is the government percentage, and a certain percentage is actually producing something, you know, the parasitic percentage has to live on something, and once it's too big and it completely kills the productive percentage, you know, it dies too.
What you're saying is historically accurate. I mean, eventually this government will fall. But I don't know if I want it to get that big. It's not like it was 100 years ago where governments back then, they didn't have the tentacles into our lives like they do today. They didn't have the technology that they could use to really screw with us.
And I think that there's probably a way to wean government down that's going to be less revolutionary than the government just falling. You know, it doesn't seem like a great thing to me to have our government just poof disappear. I think that you're going to see a lot of negative consequences of that.
I think that I've actually been thinking about this a lot recently because I also don't like the idea of bloody revolution or if the government collapsing and babies being thrown into the street because their parents can't afford to feed them or whatever. You know, I don't like that idea either. And to me, it seems like the one reasonable and maybe likely or more likely to succeed than not solution is to try to, you know, for instance, open a private school, start a private police agency, do things like this while the government is still there. And granted, you know, probably only richer folks are really going to want to pay to have somebody watch their house when they're out of town on vacation or to have somebody to call instead of the government police if their house gets broken into and things like that, you know. It may not be something that everybody can afford because they're also having to pay for government right now. You know, they're having
their
income goes to taxes.
I have to say I agree with that approach as well, creating competing, voluntarily funded agencies, private agencies, in order to compete with the government. I agree with that approach, but I feel like what we're going to see happen is a combination of approaches. I think that maybe we should have someone like, for instance, Dave, the guy that calls from New Hampshire, has come up with an idea for what is essentially a freedom insurance policy where if the government comes after you, then his insurance company will come out and protest in your favor and do things to, you know, sway the verdict and that sort of thing. And, Brent, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231. So you can have, like, a freedom insurance to where the government won't want to mess with people that have freedom insurance if the freedom insurance gets popular enough. And maybe the Freedom Insurance could sort of morph into a free market protection agency. All the while, the political types are out there doing their political thing and using their platform to spread the message of freedom and maybe paring the government down a bit. We'll explore this more on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show and you bring up whatever you want. Toll free 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net. Toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. That does include the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. There's a lot of pages, over 900 of them, created by listeners like you, and you can go there and add your own content to the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of our website. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. So then, we were talking last hour and a little bit this hour, I think, just generally about getting in control of government and changing it from the inside as to the efficacy of that particular approach to achieving more freedom, or doing something from the outside of government, doing things like creating alternative agencies, protection companies, maybe insurance from government harassment, different things like that, other thinking outside of the box, because everybody's always thought, oh, we just have to get in charge of the government, then we'll set it our way, and everything will be fine. But well, maybe it's not going to be...
Government sort of is the problem.
Right, government is the problem, and so I was actually... in sending a couple emails back and forth with one of our listeners, and he made a few claims, and I said, well, while I agree with you about politics in that it's not really that effective, I said, what's your solution for ending government absent a political takeover? Because that's what most people think. You've got to take over government in order to pare it down.
Makes sense.
And so Greg writes back with his solution. He says, oh, well, that is the million-dollar question now, isn't it? You can't really end government with takeovers. Attempting such a thing only really belies the truth that we haven't really fully accepted the belief in nonviolence. What's more, wanting to bring down a government that is out there is a symptom of a more significant underlying problem. I know how cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs all of the following is going to make me sound, but here goes. But I want to address one thing first, and that is he says we haven't fully accepted the belief in nonviolence. And that is, he's suggesting that by running for office... you are, in effect, endorsing the government. You are, in effect, going to get a paycheck that has been funded through coercion. Now,
well, you're recognizing that the government exists and that it's, you know, it's limiting our freedoms by its existence and then, working within the system, I say, is recognizing less violence than a bloody revolution. To me, that's the only other option.
I see where you're coming from, and as someone who's going to be managing campaigns here in Keene, I'm not going to be running for office just because I can't bring myself to do something like that. but for those of you who will be running, and Mark, I believe you're going to be one of them.
I am going to be one of them.
For those of you who will be running, I've come up with an idea. Now, I don't know if you've decided to go with this or not yet, but I think that this is one way to sort of alleviate the mental anguish that at least I would be feeling about receiving a paycheck that was funded through coercion. Here in Keene, the city councilors are paid $2,000 a year.
Right. It's pittance.
Right. And I figured what we should do is, and you're going to run either for city council or mayor, we've yet to decide that, but I think what should be done is each candidate should pledge in advance of their election, should pledge to give that money. I know it's stolen and everything, but should pledge to give that coerced money to charity. Because at least then you're not pocketing the funds and somebody else, some charitable organization, is benefiting it from it. Because it'd be way too difficult to actually say, okay, come on in and we'll give you your 35 cents back. You know?
Oh, absolutely. It'd be impossible to do
right.
such a thing.
Way too bureaucratic.
You know, I understand it's a strong position. I don't know whether I'm, interested in giving up all that time for my community or whomever, trying to give back freedom to everybody.
All that time?
Yeah. I don't know how much time we're talking about.
Mm.
I just don't. I mean, here, how about this?
Now I'm questioning whether I want to manage your campaign.
How about I put 60 hours a week in every single week and then give my $80,000 paycheck back?
You're not going to have an $80,000.
I'm just pointing out you're blanket statementing that people that run, you know, libertarians mm-hmm. that run for office should give all their money back. I don't know what the mayor gets paid. You don't know what the mayor.
$5,000.
You think it is, but you don't know.
I'm not sure.
And you don't know how much time that mayor puts in besides manning the security the city council. I don't, you know, if I'm putting in every day a good portion of my day, no, I don't intend to give back the paycheck because I need to live.
Huh. Well, this will be something that we'll have to discuss as time goes on. We'd love to hear your thoughts on it as well, the idea of libertarians refusing essentially their paychecks from government if in the event they get elected.
Position.
1-800-259-9231, because your purpose there is to cut the government down to size, and I think that's something that will show how serious you are about not being about not changing, not being affected by the power. And I think that'll be a good indicator to a lot of people.
I think it would be too.
And plus, it'll be a good way to get charities on your side as well, get endorsements from various different local charities.
That it would.
800-259-9231. We'll continue discussing alternatives to government or alternatives to getting elected here in a moment. But let's go to Fred in Montana, listening on KGEZ or on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Fred.
Good evening, John.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, if you're running for mayor, what kind of government does that town have? Does it have a manager form of government, or is the mayor in charge?
There is a city manager.
City manager.
Then all the mayor is nothing but a figurehead.
That's correct.
He has no more power than any of the councilmen. The manager runs the town, and they rubber stamp everything the manager wants.
It's true. Actually, here in Keene, the mayor actually doesn't even have a vote. The council members do. Only the mayor gets a vote if there's a tie. So really, he actually has less power.
I think you're right on that. Yeah.
Yeah. He has less power.
Right.
All he does is cut ribbons and stuff. So what else was on your mind, Fred?
It's no big deal anymore because I said with these manager form of governance, to me, it's nothing but pure communism.
Right.
Yeah,
it's the town manager that's making $80,000.
Well, you got a government employee controlling the government employees.
Yep.
That's a bunch of bull. It should be the private sector controlling the government employees, not a government employee controlling. And usually that government employee, I know in the little town I live in, the manager makes about $90,000 a year.
Yeah, they make good money.
It's like that here.
Fabulous money for doing nothing except trying to raise our taxes.
Precisely
A couple more little points real quick.
Yes, sir.
I got an article here, an email, that this guy Obama mm-hmm. is running for president. Is a hardline Muslim. He's hiding it by being a Christian, but, you know, we better start asking questions to this guy. Is he a hardline Muslim?
I don't care.
Well,
he's a government guy. He's somebody who's a big government elected official. He's no different from Hillary Clinton, no different from George Bush. They're all the same to me. I don't care what his religion is.
Except for the fact, here's my third topic, real quick. We're trying to install a democracy, which I think is a bunch of, which doesn't work on communists also,
sure it is.
In Iraq and also in Afghanistan. How can you install a democracy in those two countries when on their constitution they are a theocracy?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to work very well.
It can't work.
Right.
Because they are...
The Iraq Constitution is a theocracy. The Iraq Constitution is a relatively new document, so, you know, only a couple
of
years old.
It's still a theocracy.
I didn't see that.
Have you read it?
It's a really, really long document compared to our
Constitution. They have to go by the Muslim religion.
Installing anything on anybody by force is bound to fail. And even though they're going to send 20,000 more troops over there, they're bound to fail as well. Fred,
well,
thanks for the call.
How can Obama, if he is a Muslim... How can he swear an oath to the Constitution when he's swearing an oath to be a Muslim?
I don't know. I don't think you should have to. Actually, from what I hear, it's unconstitutional to swear an oath on the Bible. More on the way.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Tis the Packet8.net toll-free line, by the way. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, including updates. You get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
What's your liberty issue? Taxes? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers include Christopher Gronsky, New Hampshire coordinator for the We the People Congress, and a taxpayer activism panel. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum.
By the way, we just got off the phone with Fred in Montana, and he was, he was concerned with this allegation that Barack Obama's a Muslim and he's hiding it. Look, first of all, I don't care what religion he is. It doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is what he's done in office. And he's another big government guy, just like everybody else in Washington, D.C., with the exception of perhaps Ron Paul. He's just another one of the D.C. cronies, and I have no interest in him. I have no interest in talking about him or caring about what his religious beliefs are. But nonetheless, I thought it was interesting because at the very end of Fred's call, he pointed something out about, well, how can this guy be sworn in if he's not a Christian? Well, according to Johnson, who sent me this via instant message over the weekend, he's been doing a little bit of research. And in fact, according to the Constitution, no one who is essentially Let's see. The senators, representatives before mentioned, the members of several state legislators shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution, but no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. The suggestion being there that, according to Johnson, people should be placing their hand on a copy of the Constitution when they swear in, not the Bible.
I would concur with that.
Swearing in on the Bible apparently is unconstitutional. Although that may be a strict reading of that text, because it does say that no religious test shall ever be required. I think you might be able to take a swearing in as the Constitution as an option,
yeah,
as opposed to swearing in on the Bible. But nonetheless, just because someone doesn't believe in the Bible doesn't mean they shouldn't be able to be elected to office.
Well, when it comes to Barack Obama, I'm hearing things on both sides of this. I find it difficult to believe that he's a practicing Muslim. I haven't seen any evidence of that. Not that I don't think that the major media wouldn't hide it, because I think they would. I think that Barack Obama being a Muslim, the people that are supporting him, and I would say that the media really does support him, would probably try to hide it. But at the same time, it's Rush Limbaugh
stuff.
Yeah,
those guys. That's what I was about to say. Hannity, Limbaugh, all those guys be all over him.
Well, Rush Limbaugh's planting the seeds of doubt by saying Barack Hussein Obama. Because he mentions his middle name every single time as though saying, this guy is of Muslim descent and therefore cannot be trusted. I don't think that
Hillary?
I don't think the fact that he grew up, he was like 6 years old, he was in a Muslim school over in Indonesia or wherever it was, really indicates that he was, that he's a Muslim now. I spent 9 years in Christian education, and I'm not a Christian now.
Hey, let's get an atheist into the race, okay? Because according to the statistics, Americans hate atheists even more than they hate Muslims.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
1-800-259-9231. But again, I don't care what his religion is. What matters is his opinions on government. And he, like virtually everyone running for president, except Rand Paul, wants to make government bigger.
Yeah.
Once people stop believing, back to Greg's email about other alternatives to, because the traditional way of changing the country is to get in charge of government and change it from the inside. Well, Greg wants to look into some alternatives. He says, once people stop believing in government as a real thing and as a good thing, it will up and vanish like a fart in the wind. No revolution necessary. He says, fundamentally, government exists only because we say it does.
Right.
I believe that government, because it's predicated on a contradictory and self-destructive understanding of human nature, e.g., men are dangerous and violent, so let's erect a massive monopoly institution predicated on violence that will control those dangerous and violent men, is an institution that will always self-destruct on its own, with little involvement from us. Sometimes it can happen quickly, sometimes it takes a while, but it always happens. Governments always fail.
The void seems to fill with something
similar. With another government?
Yeah.
History clearly shows this. Sometimes it can even happen bloodlessly. Take a look at the old Soviet Union. It collapsed almost overnight as a result of a handful of bureaucratic bungles that convinced the people suffering under it that it no longer had any power over them. Indeed, that it no longer existed. But there's also an urgent message embedded in the Soviet example. That collapsing government, after all, was simply replaced by another one,
mm-hmm.
which itself is now already beginning to fail. So it's simply not enough for us to just wait around for our own government to collapse of its own weight and expect utopia to spring up in its place. History shows that won't happen. We absolutely must work to reach the majority of the people with three important ideas before the end of this government comes, or the bastard demon will rebirth itself. And here are his three concepts. Number one.
I'm really liking this email so far.
End the widespread belief in the institution of government and its moral necessity. I think that's what we are, at least that's what I work for here on Free Talk Live on a nightly basis.
Yes, you do.
To delegitimize the government. He says we need to keep hammering on the fact that an old piece of parchment with fancy writing on it is not what makes us all moral, self-sufficient human beings, any more than the Bible does. We need to keep harping on the fact that Greek architecture and starched uniforms do not imbue human beings with any more capacity for wisdom or goodness or knowledge than any other human being already has. And I think you guys are doing a great job on this front. Number two, restore confidence in the belief that human beings are capable of rational self-interest, and that is not a bad thing. Rational self-interest absolutely includes such things as compassion and empathy as much as it includes desire and self-satisfaction. What's more, coercive and violent institutions like government actually undermine this capacity for a balanced understanding of self-interest rather than enforcing it. This is because, as I've said above, government is predicated on the questionable presumption of the necessity of violence in human lives. Instead, we should be making it clear to people that the horrific Hobbesian war of all against all that they fear is exactly what we have now, and that anarchy, or the lack of a government, the free market as I prefer, is precisely the peace that they yearn for. So, again, the idea is that we don't need this state, this entity, this violent force, to tempt people to get in control of others with. Number three, provide plausible theories of civil society that are absent of violent and coercive institutions like government. And this is something we try to do, and it's hard, because it's hard to envision alternative versions of society.
It's easy to poke holes in these visions of, you know, alternative visions of society.
Right, because they're just ideas. I mean, they aren't concrete. They haven't actually happened yet in many cases. He says a fundamental stumbling block to convincing people they don't need government is the notion that there are some things that free men are incapable of doing for themselves. But it would be wrong and miss the point of the idea of freedom, I think, to try to erect an all-encompassing replacement system for government. Indeed, I believe we must shift the burden of proof onto the believer in government, make it his duty to demonstrate to us, absolutely, that the marketplace is incapable of meeting the needs of every human being sufficiently, and that the inherently contradictory theory of government, one that has failed every time it's been tried, is the only alternative. To do this, I think that we should begin the process of constructing working theories and plausible models of social interaction that are more logically sound than the ridiculous theory of government, which shouldn't be all that difficult. Your private insurance and Molyneux's DROs are two such plausible models. And this again goes back to my suggestion earlier that not only should we be talking about these things, but somebody should actually do it. Like Dave here in New Hampshire, thinking about creating this freedom insurance program. Somebody should actually do some of these government alternative, government replacing sort of programs and concepts. And that way we can really put it to the test and see if it'll work out, see if people will pay. Because I told Dave, you come up with government insurance, I'll be your first customer. I mean, a couple $100 a year to insure me, to protect me from the state? Well, sign me up.
It's not an insurance or anything, but it does ensure that somebody would come
To
your aid, yeah.
Exactly. 1-800-259-9231. If you've got some ideas for some ways that we can do one of those three things to end the widespread belief of the institution of government, to provide plausible theories of a civil society, how would it all work without the government? If you want to focus on something, I'll pick one. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Shelly, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N, dot...
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line for you. For all your voice over IP needs, head over to Packet8.net. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, that we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, over 320 of our listeners have become amplifiers, and it's a simple project. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is that we're giving everything away on our website for free, so we're asking you to voluntarily support us for as little as $3 a month. You head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the pledge. It's a monthly basis. It'll be taken out of your credit card or your PayPal account. You won't even know it's there. I mean, $3 a month, no big deal. Now, some people have decided on their own to contribute more. Some people have gone up to $5, $10, $25 a month. In fact, some people have really gone crazy. Like Cato from Tennessee, he just doubled his amp.
Really?
From $100 to $200 a month.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, that's totally not what we're asking for, but I'm not going to turn it down, right? And, in fact, not only did he double his amp, he's also challenged other amplifiers to step up and double their amps as well. If they could afford it. If you can't afford it, then don't do it. But, man, he's really putting his money where his mouth is, I guess. So,
I guess so.
He's our number one amplifier at this point.
Yes. Wow, that's really impressive. Thanks, Cato.
Yes, big thanks to Cato.
Yes, and we say thanks. It's not like
thanks to all 320.
Really, I you know, those amplifiers make the show happen.
Right.
But I still want to make abundantly clear to everybody, we don't get any of that money. It goes to advertise, market
and promote
Free Talk
Live. Right. We're actually going to be going to another talk radio convention here in another month and a half. In Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
And that's going to be paid for by AMP. We buy talk radio industry advertising to get on more radio stations. That's paid for by AMP. And there's a list of things that the money is spent on right there at amp.freetalklive.com. And again, I don't want to make it sound like we're highlighting Cato as the best of all amplifiers. He's just the guy that's kicking in the most. If it weren't for the other 321, then all we'd have is $200 a month. But because of the other 321 of you, we've got over $2,000 a month coming in, which makes a big difference. That allows us to buy half-page ads in Talkers Magazine, and that allows us to look as big as the other guys.
Sure.
The Neil Bortz.
It's what works.
The Ed Schultzes, those other guys that have hundreds of radio stations. We've got the same size ad as they do, thanks to you. Amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so back to Greg's email. He has a few more thoughts for us, suggesting some alternatives to the traditional methods of getting rid of government. The traditional method being, well, we got to elect our guys, and they'll get in there, and they'll cut the size of government. Well, it hasn't worked so far. I'm not saying it wouldn't work if you got the right people in there, and that's why I'm still going to be involved in politics to an extent here in New Hampshire. But I like Greg's approach in that we need to end the widespread belief of the institution of government and its moral necessity, that is, get it into people's heads, the idea that government isn't great. It's not a wonderful institution. It's an institution based on violence. It's a coercive organization. And it's not nice to use coercion on your friends and neighbors. It's just not.
I would
get that into people's heads. He says also, restore the confidence in the belief that human beings are capable of rational self-interest. And the idea that we don't need a mommy government around, which is also made up of human beings, to tell us what to do. Number three, to provide plausible theories of civil society. These alternative methods of providing services that traditionally people look to government for. And those are some of the things that we do here on Free Talk Live on a nightly basis. And I'm always interested in new ideas as to how we can, for instance, take the roads out of government hands and put them into private hands. What's the transition going to be like there? Greg says the bottom line is we don't need to absolutely convince people of these three things. All we really need to do is to get them to the point that they're willing to entertain these questions seriously. Now, once that happens, I think the idea of armed revolution, says Greg, will be seen as superfluous anachronism, since government will simply cease to be anything that one could tangibly revolt against. By this point in the discussion, most people think I'm either A, stark raving mad, or B, a coward. What do you think? I think it's a good idea. I'm with him. I think it's going to be a combination of these concepts. I think that if we can do 1, 2, and 3, if we can end the widespread belief in the necessity of government, if we can provide plausible alternatives, these are things that we can do at the same time as we're electing people who believe the way that we do. People like you, Mark, putting people like you in office to use your position as mayor to promote the alternatives. Use your position as mayor to promote these ideas, to visibly show people that, hey, you know what, we don't need government to do these things. In fact, I'm going to show you that let's cut this out, and we'll let the private market take care of it, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. I'm the mayor. I say so. I don't know. Just get on the inside.
I think that a lot of people would disagree, but, you know, you might be able to get some people to agree. And
if you've got enough people to agree to elect you, then that's when you get to prove it to them.
Yeah, it's true.
So I think it's going to be a variety of different things. And the civil disobedience crowd is going to be out there, too, bringing attention to different issues. Of course, I think it's all going to come to a head here in New Hampshire. I don't see any of this happening effectively anywhere else. Once New Hampshire starts to change, once New Hampshire's is the one government of all 50 states that is getting smaller every year, then things will be really interesting. That's when people are really going to start paying attention.
Yeah. You know, it might be a few years where it gets slowly smaller, that it passes under the radar, but at some point, people that believe in small government are really going to start to pay attention.
You can already tell something's happening. And those of you who are out around the country and around the world listening to Free Talk Live, you know something's going on. You can feel the excitement when people call in and talk about what sort of things are going on within the state of New Hampshire. Not only what's going on from a civil disobedience aspect, but also from a political aspect. Us last week talking about the decriminalization of marijuana. I mean, I have never once encountered so many people, so many activists getting together and getting things done within a short time frame on one issue like that.
Mm-hmm.
We got wind of the marijuana issue here in this state on a Thursday, And by Wednesday the next week, there was a website that had been launched. There was an organization. Now, to be fair, the organization had been sort of planned in advance to some extent, but not to a large extent. It was just like there had been one meeting. Hey, let's get together a group for legalizing marijuana. Okay. And then nothing happened. And we're waiting and waiting on the website to get put online. Then finally this bill drops. And all of a sudden, the activism started.
Right. It got real important real quick.
And there were so many people that showed up, law enforcement against prohibition. It's invigorating to be here where there's so much pro-freedom activity going on. So much activity that you have to be choosy about what you go and do. Because there's sometimes competing pro-freedom activities. Sometimes you can't make it to one thing because you're already committed to going to something else. So that's a problem I enjoy having, and I think a lot of other people would as well. And so I know that a lot of people can feel the excitement from outside of New Hampshire, and I could when I was living down in Florida. I knew there was something going on, and I knew it was exciting, but it's a whole other sensation to actually be a part of it. It's a whole other sensation to be there with the other activists holding signs on the side of the road, or being, for instance, videotaping some civil disobedience, to actually be there for it. Or holding the U.N. flags in the fire, as we did, Mark, this year, the U.N. flag burn.
That was pretty cool, too.
Right. So, and actually being here and taking part in that activism helps build the activism, helps encourage more of it. And, of course, the more people that are taking part in it encourage more people from around the country and around the world to say, hey, yeah, something really is going on there. I'm going to be there soon and take part in it myself. And it's going to really be, I think, quite a snowball effect. There's going to be a point of critical mass. There's going to be a point where there's no turning back from liberty in this state.
I can't wait for that day.
A point at which where perhaps maybe the socialists will decide to throw in the towel. Can you imagine that?
No, I can't.
No? You don't think they'll ever give up, huh?
Not anytime soon. Think about it from the point of view of... All I can think of is the gal who had the oath for a smaller government that we had on the show. I can't remember what her name is, but she was from Massachusetts.
Carla Howell.
She was on 9 months ago or something like that. We talked about the Free State Project, and she's doing a great thing where she is in Massachusetts. She couldn't see moving to the next state north in order to participate in the Free State Project. It just didn't make any sense to her, probably because she's really established where she is and doesn't want to pick up her life and move it. And I think for that same reason, you can apply that to the socialists that are out there, and they're not going to want to pick up their lives and move it either. They're just going to complain about how the government should be taking care of this and taking care of that.
We need to figure something out.
But
we need to make it very clear to them that there's an influx of people that aren't like them coming here.
Well,
then maybe give them a financial incentive, maybe like a private organization that would help them move, like move out, go away, go next door to Vermont or California. 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll free line, because eventually it's going to be hopeless for them. That's what I'm looking forward to. Hour 3's on the way, coming up. We're going to talk about how to kill the FCC. Yes, indeed. They are going to die. And we'll explain how it can happen. Coming up, Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.